Cam, you made a pretty big adjustment in your life just recently, but it doesn't seem like your golf has been affected that much. So what do you attribute you being able to carry over your form from the old way to the new way?
Just keeping everything the same, to be honest. You know, still doing the work at home and, you know, trying to come out here and win golf tournaments. My mentality hasn't changed one bit, and I think that's why I've played so well the last couple of weeks.
Does it feel any different being out here, any part of the whole experience?
Yeah, it does a little bit. I think the music out in the golf course and on the range is something that I really enjoy. I think everyone out there really enjoys it as well. I feel like the fans are closer to you, and they're probably a little bit louder on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. But, yeah, I love it, mate. The atmosphere is perfect.
And playing out there with the DJ, does that help you stay focused as well? Does that add anything to the atmosphere?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, he's definitely one you want to beat for sure. And, you know, he's been one of the best players for the last, you know, 10, 15 years. So, yeah, someone to go up against and someone to try and beat.
Griff Piven with Country Club Adjacent. I noticed some guys are starting to untuck their shirts out there. Do you think that untucking your shirt would pair well with a mullet and help you play a little bit better?
I don't know. I'm more of a traditional dresser, I guess, on the golf course. So, yeah, I'm always having to go at the young guys with their shirts undressed. So, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the... I'm a fan of the shorts, just not the untucked shirt.
So, business on the bottom, just party on the top.
Yeah, correct.
Nice.
Cam, the crowd seemed fairly large out there today. Could you sense that, and how much did that kind of you feed off that?
Yeah, I think you know, Liv's done a great job with engaging the crowd. I think there's a great layout here in around like 3, 18, 17. They seem to get loud, and you know, we had a really good following today all day. It's a big walk out there, and you know, the fans did it all day, so it was perfect.
And could you just talk about the conditions? It seemed tough, pretty tough at times, and maybe the pins were...
We kind of had a, you know, a bit of a gusty, windy start, and then it laid off a little bit and then got up a little bit again towards the end. So it was quite tricky, I guess, through the middle of there, guessing clubs. And I think, you know, that's where I made my bogey. And I think a few of the other boys were kind of wondering where the wind were. So it got quite tricky. I think tomorrow, if they leave the course B, I think tomorrow will be really fun. I think it's going to be firm and fast. And, you know, with these greens the way they are, I think it'll be quite tricky.
Cam, Jake from Country Club Adjacent. Just watching you out there playing for millions of dollars in front of thousands of people, listening to music, hanging out with your boys, it just must be a pretty cool thing, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's something that I've got used to over the last couple of weeks, and I can't wait to keep this going. It's unreal out here. I love the energy. Like I said last week, I think the course has a heartbeat. Everyone's really engaged and everyone's really watching what you're doing, and yeah, it's awesome.
Right on, mate.
I know you're not from the U.S., but you've played here long enough, but places like Chicago, Boston, they aren't cities that have regular tour stops. So do you feel like that's a positive for Liv to be able to serve some of these fans that don't get a chance to see PGA Tour golf or elite pro golf?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great to bring golf to where it hasn't been, you know, for a very, very long time. I know we were up in Chicago maybe a few years ago, but it seems to be one that goes on and off the schedule. So I think the fans really appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully we can come to these communities and keep giving back and showing them what they want.
Hey, Teddy Fenton with Luckiest Golfers on Earth podcast. Congrats on another great round. You played great today. My question is about what's going on in Fan Village with the mullet action. I walked by and asked them, and they're almost up to, you know, 50 haircuts that guys have gone out and got mullets. And Liv is going to donate $1,000 for each of those haircuts. So my question is, what amount of money would we need to pull together to donate on the Punch Golf Club's team for you to not only all get mullets, but go all clean shaven. I mean, you got the mustache going. Yeah. You know, Jonesy's got a little stubble going. Mark's got a full beard, and Wade's got a stash too. So, what amount of money will we have to donate to get everybody clean shaven?
I think Punch GC's got a very unique style throughout the group. I think we're all a little bit different. We all have our little quirkiness about us. To shave it all off, mate, I don't think there's a number. It'd take a lot. I know for me to get rid of this, I feel like this is my good luck charm, so I'm going to hang with it for a little bit.
Right on. God bless you guys.
Thanks.
Cam, what was the key stretch of holes today to try and score so you could make a run at DJ?
I think those first few holes, first maybe five or six holes, really gettable. I think, seven's a tough par five, eight's, quite easy downwind. So that first, six to eight holes, I think, is one where you can definitely make a move. I played them quite well this morning, given the conditions, and, I'll be looking to get plenty of birdies there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And just what's the feeling being right there at the top again with a chance to win the individual this week?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's why we're here. We're here to win golf tournaments and, to be in contention on another Sunday is fantastic. Hopefully I can get one of these things done sooner rather than later.
Thank you.
Mike, last one.
Yeah, just how do you balance the individual versus obviously punches right there? Four aces have won the last three.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you're going to have to balance or maybe look at both of them. How do you go into tomorrow?
It's a very unique situation, one that I'm probably not used to yet, but I find myself looking at the team score more than the individual score. I was saying to DJ today, it's so hard to work out where everyone is on the individual score. You don't know whether they got an easy stretch of holes coming up or a hard stretch. So I actually try not to look at that. I'm interested in what the other guys are doing in my group, and telepathically egging them on, hoping they do well. So yeah, it's definitely different, but I enjoy it.